this bulletin, former Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce quits the party after 30 years. Australia has more work to do to meet new climate emissions targets. And in football, Liverpool's manager admits he could lose his job after a shock home ground loss in an already tough season. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. New England MP Barnaby Joyce says he's leaving the Nationals Party after three decades as a member. Former party leader Joyce says he has been placed in the ejection seat and has been pushed to leave by colleagues. Joyce says he's had no communication with party leader David Littleproud to resolve issues between the pair. He would not confirm his movements but admitted he is considering defecting to Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party.
So after 30 years with the National Party, I'm resigning from the party. And that really leaves me with a heavy heart. And I apologise for all the hurt that will cause other people. I really do.
Climate Change Minister Chris Bowen says the country will need additional work in order to meet Australia's 2035 emissions target. The federal government has set a national target to reduce emissions by 26 to 28% below 2005 levels by 2030 and 62 to 70% by 2035. Minister Bowen says while Australia is on track to achieve its 2030 target within the budget term, the government projects additional work will be needed to get to the 2035 goal.
It's normal for there to be a gap between projected emissions and a target 10 years into the future. That's why you set a target. And as new policies are developed and implemented, the emissions outlook improves. That's what a target is for, to drive new initiatives and work.
Opposition leader Susan Lee is accusing Labor and the Greens of making what she calls a dirty deal after the two parties reached a consensus to pass the Environmental Law Reforms Bill this week. Ms Lee says the bill will push energy prices up, accusing Labor of making the cost of living worse.
What is very clear from the reaction so far to the dirty deal done by the Labor Party with the Greens, a deal that wasn't necessary to conclude today or this year, what is absolutely clear is that this is going to put energy prices up.
Angie Bell, the opposition's environment spokesperson, says the bill will deliver more red tape for energy producers, saying it will not just impact gas and electricity prices, but also jobs and productivity. A bystander has been praised by police for saving the life of a swimmer who was attacked by a shark on the New South Wales mid-north coast today. Two swimmers, a man and woman, were attacked by the shark this morning. The woman died before paramedics arrived at the scene, and the man has suffered severe injuries. New South Wales Police Superintendent Joshua Smythe says a witness of the attack played a key role in saving the swimmer's life.
It's really important to note here that really good bystander first aid was administered to the male patient. She did put a makeshift tourniquet on that male's leg that obviously potentially saved that male patient, allowed paramedics to get there and then render further medical aid.
New South Wales Emergency Services have received more than 2,000 calls for assistance due to severe thunderstorms in the past day. The state's central west and western Sydney were hit by heavy rain and strong winds yesterday, leading several communities to lose power. An SES spokesperson says around 100 volunteers were working in impacted areas across Blacktown and Parramatta, which received over 1,000 calls for help last night.
Central West, we did receive a surge of calls across Bathurst, Orange and Dubbo. Significant property damage was experienced in Nevertire, where entire roofs were blown off homes and sheds. And in those areas, we're going to expect clean-up to take several days.
A heatwave warning is in place across the state until Saturday. To sport now and in football, Liverpool has hit a new low with a 4-1 defeat by PSV Eindhoven in the Champions League. Liverpool lost 9 of its 12 games across all competitions, dropping to 12th place on the ladder on 9 points. After the win, PSV has climbed to 14th in the Champions League table on 8 points. Red's manager, Arne Slot, shared his shock at the home ground loss, the first in the past 14 games the side has played at Anfield. Slot acknowledging that after such a miserable season, he could lose his job.
No, I'm not worried. What I mean with that is that my focus is on other things than worrying about my own position. I try to analyse, try to help the players as much as I can, and it's obvious that I don't do it in the way I did that last season, because when you talk about individual errors, I think that's also something that comes from a team effort. So, again, I need to do better, and that's why I'm trying to do every single day to improve the team, and that is where my main focus is, to be honest.
And those are the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom.